And I heard one more chime. Go ahead, please, and state your name from where you're calling.
Good morning, my neighbor. This is Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Good morning, my neighbor sister. God bless you. It's so good to hear your voice. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you are faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we are seeing, Lord. All that we need, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Lord, unto me. Lord, unto us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for getting us up this morning, as Joni has said. Thank you that we are, in you we move, we breathe, and we have our very being. Thank you, Lord. We are just rejoicing, because if it had not been for you, oh, my God, where would we be? So we thank you, Lord, that we can lean on you, Lord, that we know at times that you are carrying us, Lord. And there are times, oh, God, we just have to just crawl up on your lap and just be embraced by our daddy, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are comforter. You thank you, Lord, that you reassure us in all things. We thank you that you are our provider. We thank you, Lord, that you are more than enough. So we come together on this CMC call, Lord, to give you all the praise, give you all the honor, give you all the glory. We thank and praise you, Lord, for D.S. De Leon family, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who are the originators of the TMC call. Lord, we thank you that they walked by faith and not by sight as they started this call and gave us an opportunity to get together each Monday through Friday morning. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us. We thank you, Lord, that we are being led and we are being shepherded, Lord, by a strong word of God this morning that will be brought to us by none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador. Father, we thank and praise you that you have already downloaded the word that we need to hear, a word that is in due season, a word that it will encourage, enhance, and restore us and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Now, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to bless the speaker, bless the D.S. De Leon family and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and, Father, that you would just put them in the right place at the right time with the right information and the right understanding, and that they prosper in all their ways. Now we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God, that this call will go forth with clarity because it is saturated by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise this morning. We give you honor this morning because we know that you are faithful. And we thank you and we daily seek to please you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
I can, my sister Z. The platform and this telecommunist sanctuary pulpit is yours. God bless you. I love you, my sister. Everyone, go out and have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Thank you so much. I love you also. Good morning, good morning, good morning to each one of you. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and I'm going to welcome you just like my sister did. We welcome you today to the Master's Call. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we are so glad that you're part of our family, and you had an opportunity to get on the call today. Well, our call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is our ambassador, and you are going to hear from her later on as soon as I complete the announcements and tell you about our call, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two women, they listened to the Lord, they wrote the vision down, they even spoke with our Platinum President, Marie Preston, who's celebrating a birthday this month, and what they did because of the faithfulness of our God, this call was birthed. So we say thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because we have the Master's Call. Well, the Master's Call, let me just tell you two things about it, two brand new things. We have a new email address, and we have a new website address for you. I mean, God is so good, and he is a God of excellence, and I just encourage you to go to our website. It is themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and the email address is info@themasterscall.net. And you're probably saying to yourself, now why is she giving me that information? But I'll tell you about it, and you're going to be glad that you wrote it down. Well, we were founded on October 25th, 2010. We are in the fourth year, actually approaching the fourth year. And because of their faithfulness, God gave them a scripture to stand on. The scripture that we stand on is located in Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement, and we can truly say we are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. Well, that email address today is Friday. This call is about the Master. It's about prayer. We get together, the prayer intercessors and our co-founders, and we pray and we cover your prayer requests. So if you can, stay on this call. We do this every Friday, and we will be honored to take your prayer requests. And we will also rejoice with you. You can send us your praise reports. And even if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, or if you would like to bring a word forward that the Lord has put on your heart, you can send all of those to info@themasterscall.net. And if you can't stay on the call, you can listen to every message. It's been archived on the website. And like I said, it is themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And immediately following this call, because many of us, the thread that brought us together is Artists International. It is a health and wellness company founded by the Diaz de Leon family. They are in love with the Lord like we are. And we have a call that will tell you all about our company. And that is the Morning Motivational Call. It's hosted by a team of platinum presidents, Dorothy Cook, our godmother of Artists International. And as I said, platinum. We have supervisors. We have directors. We have diamond presidents. Everything that you can imagine, every level that you can imagine, even if you're not sure, get on that call and you'll find out more about us. Because you see, God is not a respecter of persons. And you can grow in this company. I'm a distributor. Pastor Vanessa is. So is our ambassador. And that number for you is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. Well, we have so many things going on this weekend here on the East Coast. We have a conference that is going to be held by Pastor Lucille Scott. It is the Power of Now. It is going to be located at the Doubletree Hilton Hotel. She is an awesome woman of God. You heard her minister this week on our call. And if you would like additional information, the phone number, I'm sorry, I don't have the phone number, but you will hear about it on the Morning Motivational Call. But not only that, we have a fashion show, Super Saturday, also taking place here in New Jersey. And that is going to be hosted by Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. It's going to be at the Renaissance Newark Airport here in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Get ready, get ready, get ready. We have the Now Conference getting ready to take place this weekend. We also have a Super Saturday getting ready to take place on Saturday. And in Orlando, Florida, Father's Day weekend, we are having an awesome conference being hosted by the Kings of Artists. And you can find out additional information. That's going to be in Orlando. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your business partners, bring anyone who's interested to find out more about Artists International. And all the details will also be on the Morning Motivational Call. Well, I'll come back later on with additional announcements. But what I want to do right now is tell you about one of our co-founders. She is Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is a victorious woman of God. She's a loving woman of God. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She was a chaplain for the United States of America service, which was the Army. Praise God. She loves to pray. She's the only ambassador of a network marketing company. She is a servant. She will love on you. She will teach you. She will minister to you. She will share with you. And she has just so many accolades. I can go on and on and on. She was a chaplain for the aviation battalion. She travels all over the world helping other people, telling others about our awesome company. And she is going to bring the word of God forward. And just like she always says, she has these two wonderful dimples. Some of them say we're going to call her Dr. Dimples, and you will always hear her say, I am super fantastic. Well, super fantastic, Dr. Dimples, Dr. P.K. Roberts, co-founder, are you there, victorious woman of God?
My God, my God. Girl, Minister Roberts, girl, you. Oh, yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Thank you for that introduction. That is so funny. It would take Bonita Kate. It would take Bonita to come up with the Dr. Dimples. And I am so, so thankful this morning for each and every one of you, Willa, for sitting us this morning. Minister Willa, you are so wonderful. And I thank God for all of the staff here on the Master's call. And so I say to you, good morning, buenos dias, my Master's call familia. Yes, I am super fantastic, Minister Robin. I am. I have arrived safely here in New Jersey, your town, and my children, Reggie and Victoria and Miss B. Rob, came over to just hug my neck and make sure that I was resting, and I tell you, I was so obedient to them. I went to sleep on them, woke up, they were gone, didn't let me know they were gone. They had safely tucked me in, tipped out of here. I called them and asked them, why did you all leave me sleep? That's what we came over there to do, these things. So I am so, so thankful to be here on the East Coast here for the NOW conference. I will be ministering this evening for Dr. Lucia Scott's conference. I am telling you, I was here last year, vowed and made a commitment then. If any of you are here in New Jersey, I am asking that you please come out tonight. Make your way out here to Doubletree on Frontage Road in Newark, right here by the airport, not far from the airport. And we are going to start at 5. We do dinner, and then we go right into the session around 7:30. And I'm telling you, last year was so, so awesome, and I expect this year to be even better because that's how God does it. I also want to say a special thank you to my own sister friend, Platinum. She is a Platinum president in my eyes and has been for a long time, and that is my own sister Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for her. I know that she is. She has a difficult assignment this weekend, and that is to go and assist in burying a friend of hers out on the West Coast, out in California. So we are asking that you pray for her as she is traveling to minister there and to be with her friends and family there. As I prepare to go into the message this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, speak to us again about this most important, important message. I open up today, as I have this entire year, with the 23rd Psalms. And I realized here a few days ago that I have just been reading the Psalms from all of these other versions. But I'm going to the very first one that I learned, and I think that you learned. And we can sort of say it together as we start our day. I see you in my mind and heart, Pastor Everett Thomas, and I send you love out this morning, and I speak safety over you right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As you all know, we have been studying becoming an FBI agent, favor, blessing, and increase, living abundantly by unlocking God's favor in your life. And right now we are on a 30-day affirmation of God's favor upon our lives. And I know that some of you probably have not gotten yours said this morning. And so I'm going to go right there and do that decree and declaration and then go into the message that God brought me back to. I don't need you to correct me. I know that I am backtracking on this. And if not for anybody else, it is for me, because I struggle with this issue. And a few, okay, Lord, he said not a few, my dear daughter, many struggle with this issue, so we're going to backtrack on it. But as I began my message, I want to go right into our affirmation. I am a child of the King. Thank you, my dear Tiffany, for this. Girl, you know you preached this thing that day. I am a child of the King, and his favor is on my life. The favor of God goes before me and produces success in my life. The favor of God is on my life, and the enemy will never triumph over me. Because of God's favor, I will never be defeated. Because I have God's favor, I am blessed and will walk daily in supernatural blessings. I want us to know, because God is my shepherd, I am an FBI agent for him, and I should walk in favor, blessings, and increase. Okay, God, I heard that. I do walk in favor. Hey, glory, yes, I do. Blessings, yes, I do, and increase. Today, I'm going to talk to you, as I said again, about the issue called REST, R-E-S-T, short word, but mighty powerful. Well, here's the fact. Now, this psalm is coined and written by David. And I want to say to you that David knew that we needed a place of rest. He knew it then, and I'm telling you that we do now. You see, we live lives that are anxiety-ridden. Don Wilson, I see you. God said to tell you specifically this morning that he loves you. Okay, we are living in a time where if it is not one thing, it is another. I used to hear my mama say it, and now I know what she really meant. We are going from one crisis to another, and oftentimes it is not of our own doing. Sometimes I'm sitting here taking care of my own business, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, bloop, here's something come. From where? To what? I didn't ask for it. The Bible talks often about the need for rest. In life, there are troubles, trials, and trauma. Yes. Some people just live just full of drama and trauma. Things do happen. Yes, they do. I don't know about you, but it seems like by the time I get one thing up and get a true understanding about this thing, something else pops up that I really don't understand. I'm learning about this finance, you all. It's something else. You see, I'm not left brain like my dear friend, Pastor Vanessa, who can really count numbers and all this kind of stuff. When I used to play spades with my husband and Big Wiz, he would say, "Da baby, didn't you count?" I said, "Count? Are you kidding me? I didn't. If you had counted, you would have known I don't count. You count. you know. And now I'm understanding that I've got to learn how to count all over again. I'm over 60, and I got to learn how to count. I got to count my own dollars. I got to count. I got to do budget. I got a budget. I'm sitting up here struggling with this April budget. I've got to count, you know. So it's one thing or another. Some of you said you want to quit your job and go to school, but you're afraid to do that. You want to get married, but you know that you're pretty selfish and you can't share your time. You want to get a divorce, but a mediocre spouse is better than no spouse at all. A little piece of bread, you say, is better than no bread, honey. I don't want any molded bread. I eat it all by myself. David shows us that in this life, you and I need somewhere that we can go and find some rest. Yes, Ty, I see you out there saying, oh, my God, she's preaching to herself. We cannot live life here just burning the ends of the candle on both ends. And some of us will even try to burn it in the middle. Come on here. Medical experts tells us that not heart attacks, not cancer, not stroke, none of those degenerative diseases of aging call the number one cause of death. It is stress, S-T-R-E-S, stress, the lack of rest. Stress is so demonic, y'all. The devil is a liar, but he is a shrewd operator. You better bet your bippies he is. He organized stress. I want you to know that he is the creator of it, And stress is such a devious thing that stress will cause you to eat too much, yeah. Stress will cause you to stop eating and not eat enough. Stress can cause you to drink too much. And if you don't know and you've never drank before, I learned from dealing and studying alcoholics that there is a gene in your system that once you start drinking, if you come from an alcoholic genealogy, you start drinking, and before you know it, you're into a full-blown alcoholic because you awaken that alcoholic gene in your body. Come on here. You better talk to somebody out there this morning. Don't even play with it. Don't even play with social drinking. You don't know what your background is. Some of you don't even know who your grandmama is, plus less who your great-great-great-granddaddy was. So don't even play with junk that could trigger something that you know is not good. Some of you wondering why alcohol affects you so badly. It's because you don't have any business even trying to drink grape juice that has been out on the counter overnight. No, you need to get everything fresh in your body because you have a gene that has awakened that is causing you problems and causing you to struggle with that thing called social drinking. Stress can cause you to stay home from work and stay in bed. Stress causes depression. Stress will throw you all out of sorts and make you feel like everything about life is not worth living. Come on. And somebody used to say to me, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. But I come here today to tell you another thing. When the going gets tough, the tough got to know when to sit down and rest. It's time for tough folk to take time and rest. It's hard to rest. I know it's hard to rest. I tried to rest. But Lord of mercy, it's time for me to come off this phone, and I haven't even gotten to it. But I want you to write this down. Write it down. Write it down. Rest means releasing everything to the Savior's touch. No, it doesn't mean get up in the bed, crawl up in a fetal position and stay there. No, it doesn't mean running into a dark closet, closing the door and sitting in there talking about you fasting and praying. You know you're lying. No, it does not mean running off and running away from life. Rest means releasing, somebody say it with me, releasing, God, I release this to you. Everything, no matter what it is, my children, my job, my artist business, everything, to the Savior's touch. You see, we want to be in control of everything. You all got to give me some time to work this thing out with rest. Rest is a spiritual thing. I wrote the book on it a long time ago because I was struggling with rest then. And now I'm struggling with rest at another place. So I want you all to know that we have to come to a place that even as believers, we are carrying too much weight and too many burdens on our shoulders. And God has told us that he comes to make our yokes easy and our burdens lighter. The role of our shepherd is to lead us, to guide us to pleasant places and give us a goodly inheritance. However, we must undergo the process of discipleship to reap the benefits of it. I want to talk to you next time about refreshment. I want to talk to you about restoration. I want you to know that there is a place whereby if we go and learn to rest, we are going to be restored and we are going to be refreshed. And I'm going to pick it up right from there next time. The Lord causes you to lie down in green pastures. If we are not willing to apply the truth will not bless us. We must realize that it is satanic to know that God will lead us and not let him lead us. He rescues us from our reality and gives us his reality. And he makes us, somebody said, make me, Lord, make me to lie down in green pastures. I love you. God bless you. I want you to rest in the Lord, releasing what? Everything, not something, to the Savior's touch. Back to you.
Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, girl. I'm ready to shout right now here in this New Jersey town.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for being the God that wants your children to rest. Thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you, Lord God, for this message that has come forward, Father. And we, your children, give us ears to hear what you are saying to each one of us. Stress has a name. It has to bow, yes, to the authority of Jesus, but we got to do our part also. So thank you, Lord, for enlightenment. Thank you, Lord, for revelation knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for correction. Thank you for being a God that loves your children more than life itself. Father, I thank you. I thank you for Joni, for you being her healer. As she left that clinic, Father God, she was feeling better than she ever felt. Infection is a name, and Joni's body has the Spirit of God living in her. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and no infection can stay in her body in the name of Jesus. Anything that tries to latch itself on her body dies instantly in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for Sharon's praise report. Her father's surgery went well, and he is in therapy. He's getting stronger every single day. And just as she said, she chooses to have positive actions and reactions throughout her life, Father. So we are in agreement with Sharon in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Lord, she is faithful to you. She is faithful to us. She is faithful to your people, Father God. And as she is preparing to go forward and bring a word of comfort to her family, to her friends, Father, because of her close friend coming home to be with you, I thank you, Lord, that you have her. You are watching over her. You are protecting her. You are her shield. You are her strength. You are her joy. And we know, Father God, that although they are going to weep, we know joy is coming in the morning. So I thank you, Father, for watching over her. I thank you, Lord, for giving her the desires of her heart. I thank you, Lord, for Mother Josie, Father, and for the new caregiver, for her being a loving caregiver, an honest one, wise, Lord, thoughtful, faithful, and most importantly, Lord, let her be sold out to you, Father. Let her have a love for Miss Josie, Lord God, that we know that it's that agape love in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being Jackie's provider, Father. You made provisions for her, Lord, for the fashion show. And, Father, for all of the prayer requests that are unspoken and for all of those that I didn't have an opportunity, Lord God, to bring forward. I thank you for the conferences that are going to take place, Lord God, the Super Saturday Fashion Show, the Power of Now Conference, Father God, your men and women that are bringing the word forward, Father God. I thank you that the word will be clear. The word will be accurate. It will touch the heart of men and women, Father God, and they will know, Lord God, what they need to do, Father, so they can be walking now in what you have planned for each one of them. I thank you, Father God, for Reggie, for Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, Father God, for the fashion show that is going to take place this weekend, Lord God. You bring the men, women, and children, Father. Bring them in from the north, south, east, and west in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, you give Dr. PK the rest that she needs, Father God, because the word that is coming forward tonight is going to be life-changing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me go ahead, family members, and give you, Dr. PK, I will be calling you back to close this out, but let me give you the morning motivational number again. It is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. Hop on over to that call, but for those who can stay on the line with us, please feel free to do so. We love to pray for you. We will take your prayer requests, and that's what we do on Fridays. Don't forget the Super Saturday Fashion Show and Artist Cares. We have a program where artists cares about other people. Go to your back office and find out more about it. The NOW Conference starts this evening. Willa, you are a blessing, and I love you dearly. Dr. PK, will you come and just close us out so we can go immediately over to our prayer request for Friday? Are you there, Dr. PK?
Thank you, girl. You've already prayed. I'm telling you, that is nothing but that power. The power of prayer is so awesome. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay. God, our Father, thank you for being our shepherd. We ask you to forgive us for allowing stress and strain and struggle to rob us of the peace and tranquility that comes from resting in your arms. God, in the name of Jesus, we release everything into our Savior's touch. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. But as we now go over into our prayer request, we do thank God today for each of you being on our line today. And if you have a prayer request or praise report, we ask that you step up right now. I don't know if Pastor Vanessa is on the plane or where, but I'll just rock this boat along until somebody else tell me that I can give up the leadership. The prayer request line is open for you to come forth now and give us your prayer request.
Give me just a second, Dr. PK. Give me just 1 second. The system crashed, and I'm reloading so I can let them into the queue.
Okay, so we have Ms. Kai on. I was wondering, I felt that something had happened. I just didn't know what it was. My spirit went there. I don't have my computer up. Okay, so Kai, are you going to run this part of it?
If you'd like me to, I will. If you've got it, I'll just stay and write. It's up to you.
If you can run it, I have to meet my other daughter. God has blessed me. I have daughters and sons everywhere. I just want you all to pray that I be the mother that these folks, that these children need me to be for them. I told people that if I pray for them long enough and feed them enough spiritual food, they all going to start looking just like me. So, pray for me today that I be the mother, the leader, the ambassador. I want to be everything that God would have me to be so that I can look just like him and cause others to look just like us. That's my prayer in Jesus' name. It's all on you, Minister Kai. If you could take it away, I'd appreciate it.
I absolutely will. Okay, I'm going to go to a Maryland number ending in 1012. Your line is open. What's your prayer request?
Good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Great, great. This is Sharpon out of Philadelphia. And my first I wanted to give my praise report for last Friday's prayer request in regards to Pastor John coming to our area. And he got here safely, and it was a really nice event. So we have some new artist family members because of it, and we're just very thankful for that. We look forward for him to being able to come again another time this year. He has a very busy schedule, but prayerfully he'll be able to come back to our area again before this year is out. My other prayer request is that tomorrow with what the Flanagans are hosting in New Jersey, the mini fashion show, we are looking for some of us out of this area to travel there. So I'm asking safe travel and mercies for any and everyone that's traveling to that event. And as Dr. PK said, for the Noun Conference, and just very thankful for our artists, business, and family.
Amen, amen. We will definitely, definitely join and link with you in prayer. I am now going to Jackie Henderson, 2875.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, my Master Call family?
I can hear you loud and clear, Jackie.
Well, first of all, I'd like to give praise to God and thanks to God for opening up the door and making provisions and making a way for me to travel last week to that awesome, awesome fashion show, to be able to greet my Master Call family, hug their neck, and look at the beautiful people. Pastor PK, you were absolutely gorgeous last week, and you know that. Sister Brenda and all of the Master's Call family that was there to greet me. I thank the Lord. He gave us safe travels. I thank God because when I left here, the people that I went to meet, I had never laid eyes on until I stepped in the car with them, and everything was just beautiful. We prayed. We talked about God. We talked about artists, and now I feel like I have new sisters and brothers. So I thank God for that, and I'm praising God and thanking him for that. And as we returned home, the young man that put the route back into the MapQuest put it in with a longer distance. So instead of us traveling 17 hours back, I ended up traveling 19 hours back. But God kept us, and I'm back home, and I'm thanking God. And as soon as I got home, God blessed me that I stopped to get something to eat. I was so tired, and because I'd been up all that time, and I said I was going to get something to eat and come and lay down to rest. But when I walked in the restaurant, a young lady called me and was very happy to see me. She thought she knew me, and it turned out we did not know one another. But I went on to talk to her about the fashion show and about artists, and there were some people in there that were ear hustling. But to make a long story short, when I walked out of there, I walked out of there with the opportunity to set up 7 different showcases that morning. So wow. God really gave me favor, and I thank God for that. But I have a prayer request as well. Once I got home and opened up my mail, I found that the enemy is trying to attack my son again in prison, Joseph. So keep him lifted up in prayer. The prison, they're at the prison. He has been really trying to stand fast and believing that God is going to turn things around, but at every turn, it's like they're there to discourage him, and they've been shuffling him around and moving him when they should not be. But I'm just praying and standing in belief that all of this shall cease to exist, because it is unfair to him what they're doing with him. They've already stopped my visitations, and they're trying to stop my communications with him altogether. And Satan is a liar. That will not happen. So I'm asking you to stand in agreement and prayer with me on that he will no longer be under the attack of the enemy, because he is a child of God, and he is blessed that there no more attacks will come against him. Also, I just recently spoke with my niece, who's in her mid-20s, and she just found out that they want to now take her into chemo treatments for lung cancer. She has 2 small babies. She's a single mom with 2 small babies, and like I said, she's in her mid-20s, and I am rebuking that diagnosis. Also, I just found out that she has lupus as well, so I am getting with her and putting her on the products. But this, too, shall pass, and it's not going to stand. So I ask you to stand in agreement with me on her behalf. Her dad, which was my brother, passed away about 11 years ago, so I don't get to see them as often. she and her sister, but I just found this out. So keep her uplifted in prayer. Her name is Diamond Cotton. So keep her lifted up in prayer, her and her two young babies, and that all is well. And that's what I stand on, nothing less. And pray for me that with everything that had came to me, it kind of stopped me, kind of slowed me down in my tracks a little bit, but I refuse to stand still and let the enemy have victory over me. So keep me uplifted in your prayers as well.
Absolutely, Jackie. We will join our faith to yours. We have Joni from Tampa. Your line is open, Joni.
Good morning. Good morning. Joni from Tampa. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Joni.
All right. Praise the Lord. Miss Jackie, the devil is a lie. God got it. We're going to stand on that strong and firm. I just want to give a praise report. My finger, the infection is gone. I'm working that finger. It was so swole last week. And God just healed it. I mean, instantly. That was amazing. I just like, oh, my God. Just the way it's working. So it feels so good. And I want to ask for prayer. It's crucial to me. It's my brother, Robert. It's an ex of mine, Kenny, and a friend of mine named Ed. They all three are into drugs. They all three are in a different state. And I just want to prove that the devil is alive, that God is going to deliver them of them drugs. And because, you know, they're all almost 60, and it's time to let go and let God. So just keep them three in prayer, Ed, Robin, and Kenny. And we're going to stand on that word that God got it. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Anybody else want to hit *6 if you have a prayer request, if you want to come into the queue? All right. Yes, ma'am.
I have a prayer request.
Yes, ma'am.
I just found out that my Aunt Mary, she's a pastor in South Carolina, she's in the hospital with two blood clots in her lungs. So if we could just come in agreement with the word of God. Thank you.
Thank you. And we will definitely join. And I have 9804.
Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good morning. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California. I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I ask on this day that you would stand in agreement with me to bind prostate cancer in my father. We found out a few days ago that my dad has prostate cancer. And, yes, I do know what I have in my hand. So know that he is and will be taking the Pure Noni and the Red Levine. But I would like for my TMC family to stand in agreement with me that God will continue to give me the strength that I need to assist my family through this time, because everybody's not where I am, and I just, you know, want to make sure that I hear clearly what God is telling me to do. And I do believe, decree, and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that prostate cancer is a name that will bow in the name of Jesus, and I will decree and declare total and complete healing over my father. But I really need you guys to stand with me at this particular time in my life. So if you could do that, I would appreciate it. Also, for Kalon, that you, that God will continue to elevate him through his academics and also through his athletics. So those are my prayer requests. We will be having a fashion show here in Montebello, California, on tomorrow morning at 9:30. So I pray that every artist event that goes on this weekend will go higher and higher, and that the favor of God will continue to be upon us, above us, beneath us, beside us, and behind us in Jesus' name. I love each and every single one of you. Thank you, Dr. PK, for that message of rest. That was confirmation and revelation for me. So God bless you all. Back over to you, my sister, Minister Ty.
Minister Ty, let me jump in here.
Yes,
I just want you to know that we love you so much, and we are saddened to hear of this diagnosis of your father, and I know what it means to love a father. I had a good daddy. And so we would definitely be praying for him and lifting you up. Now, Ty, I would like for you to look on the board. There is a Barbara Harrison. She is trying to get in to get a – she said her star six is not working. But if you can see her on the board, I don't know if you can see, so that she can get in here and get her prayer request in. She just sent me a message saying, I'm trying to get in, and I'm trying to get up here to the contact information so I can even tell you what number to be looking for. Okay, 281. Okay, ending in 3257. If you can see that, she has a prayer request. Open that up for her. I don't know why she can't get in. But I also, as she's doing that, I just want all of you to know that it is so good to hear all of the activity that is taking place in artists, because Alfredo said to us once about 2 months ago when he first came on in his new position, he says, more meetings mean more money. MMM, the five M's, he called it. And so as I'm hearing all of these meetings that are happening and taking place, I'm expecting you guys to be reaping some benefits from it so that you can pay your tithe first and continue to build the kingdom of God. Back to you, Todd. Were you able to locate Ms. Harrison?
I have, and she is open.
Good morning. I'm here. Yes, my prayer request is for my sister, Laveda. She, praise God, has received God's touching on her heart to come off of the drug abuse. And I just praise God that he was working, overshadowing her all along, because a long story short, it ended up, she lives very close to the Paramount Success Center in California. And when Dr. Spiller went out there to build his team, it caught my spirit being here in Houston, Texas. And I ended up, she went on dialysis. I sent in a prayer request to the Master's Morning Call, and as a result of that, many things have happened. One is that she has totally humbled herself before the Spirit of God. She's cried out to him to heal her. She has accepted fully and embraced the artist products. The family has gotten together with a commitment to do this autoship for her. I'm sitting here riding down the road right now with a bottle of Noni, so I know what is going on with these products. And I started out with her. I explained every one of them, and the Lord let me know, you're reaching out to your sister because that's your blood sister, but there are many, many more that you're going to have to go before and really, really know about these products and pay attention to these testimonies that are coming through so you can customize them to heal, be a part of healing for my people. And I just thank God for direct healing. Thank him for intervention with healing and lifting my sister up continually with her children. And I just praise God. It's a huge testimony behind this that goes back from when she was a child and things that she's carried over the years and has had to battle the enemy. And I do know that I need to continue to walk in with the full armor of God, because even when I call her, and I'm committed to calling her every day, every other day, as she accepts me, and the enemy is banging on the door, and she told me, she said, you hold on to this phone, call me back. People are at my door that I no longer want in my life. And so she is fighting for deliverance. And I thank God that he is meeting her where she is. I thank God he's bringing people in her life who are non-judgmental, who really, really know what ministry is all about when you look at all of us at the foot of the cross. So thank you so much for calling out her name, and I just look forward to in little conversations here and there, sending in more emails with testimonies of specific things that are happening for her, her children, her health, the restoration, you know, with this kidney thing, with this dialysis that's new to me and my family and ministering to those. And I thank you that this is not the first prayer request that I've seen God touch and agree with you all, with me. You did it with my uncle who's home with to be with the Lord, my second uncle who's home to be with the Lord, and, you know, my uncle who's now dealing with the restoration. Now, he rejected the care products that we were going to send to him, but don't you know, little Trey got them. So God has a purpose in these products. He has a purpose in us, and I appreciate Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa from the heart. And I just thank God for their leadership in this call and the intention that God has that is being fulfilled with his promises. I love you all. Thank you so much for receiving my prayer request.
Amen. And we will join our faith with yours. Okay, we have President Martha Givens. Your line is open.
Good morning, my family. I'm asking for prayer this morning for a young lady named Betty. She's a aide in the nursing home where my mother is, and we became friends. And she's reached out to my sister that she's experiencing depression, that she knows the enemy is attacking. She has an ex-boyfriend that just come out of prison that's there with her and her boys, and it's not a good situation. So we're just praying for deliverance from that. And she do know the Lord. So we just ask, you know, that me and my sister keep ministering to her and that she be delivered from that warfare.
Amen. Amen. We will definitely do that. I am clearing the queue one last time. Anyone else who needs to express their prayer request or a praise report, if you'll come into the queue now.
Hello, Minister Kai.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
this
ma'am.
This is Willa, and I'm calling to ask for prayer for my aunt's sister. Her name is Bunny Slater. She lives in Maryland. She was here for the homegoing service of my aunt's husband, and she was supposed to go home yesterday, back to Maryland yesterday, and had to be taken to the hospital. And she had surgery yesterday, and I really don't know what the surgery was all about. My aunt, I believe, said it was, she thinks it's a clot in her arm, but she's not sure. So please keep Bunny Slater in prayer, as well as my aunt. Her name is Florence Peterson, because my uncle went home to be with the Lord, and she's just dealing with that, because that was about 3 weeks ago, and now her sister has been hospitalized. So please keep the both of them in prayer. Thank you. And Dr. P.K. Roberts, that was a powerful message. You know you were talking all over me, and I was listening. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you too, Minister Willa. Is there anyone else who needs to come into the queue? We don't want to rush you. We want to make sure we go before God in reverence and make sure that everyone's prayer request is covered. Okay, I see nobody else coming to the queue, so I'm going to go before the Father and just lift up these prayer requests. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now, right now, right now for your faithfulness. We thank you for your wisdom, your glory. We thank you for your presence, Lord, most of all. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you allow Dr. P.K. Roberts to become the mother and leader that you desire her to be. Father God, purge anything that is not like you. Take down, tear away, whatever you have to do to separate her so that she can rest in you, oh God. Father God, we thank you for Shavana right now, that the artist family members that have come in due to Pastor John's visit, that they will multiply and increase tenfold, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for safe traveling mercies, for Super Saturdays going on throughout the country for Artists International, for fashion shows, for the Power of Now Conference, for places where your people will gather to magnify your name and to increase their health and wealth, Lord. We're believing for hundreds and hundreds of hundreds and thousands to come into this place and receive what you have for them, Lord. We know that you are in control and that these conferences will go forth unhindered and will be uninterrupted by any satanic or demonic forces. We understand that it is your will that shall be done. Lord, we thank you for Jackie Henderson, Lord, and her praise report that you opened doors, Heavenly Father, and gave her safe travel and introduced her to new people on the way to the fashion show, Lord. You also increased her business and provided 7 new opportunities to just minister to people, see, because Artist International is a ministry. It's a ministry of health. Oh, Heavenly Father, and so we understand that these opportunities that you are placing before her, oh, Lord, are simply your means of allowing her to increase, Father. Let her be faithful in them, oh, Heavenly Father, and we play a special head of protection around her son, Joseph. Lord, we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word will reign in this situation, Father. Father, we know that you will, yes, will reconnect her visitation, will not allow her communication with him to be shut off, Heavenly Father, because you are God. You are her source. You are his source. You are their protection. You are their God. And so right now we bind up any actions of the prison administration to hinder your will, because you said anything we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and anything we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So right now we loose your presence for Joseph, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that he feel you in a real way, oh, God, so that he can continue to walk it out no matter what the situation or circumstance looks like. Lord, we pray a special blessing on her niece, oh, Heavenly Father, Diamond Cotton. Lord, cancer is a name. Cancer is a name. Lupus is a name that must bow down to the name of Jesus. We also cover Tiffany's father right now in the name of Jesus, because as she said, we will stand in agreement, because we know that prostate cancer is a name, oh God, and that name must bow to the name of Jesus. So we speak Jesus in the lives of those who are suffering from cancer right now, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you that you cleared up Joni's infection, oh Heavenly Father, and that her finger is working in order that you would have it, Father. And we send a prayer out to you, Lord, for Robert, Edward, and Kenny. Father God, we know that addiction is a name. Addiction is a name, oh God, and we bind up addiction in the name of Jesus. We pray the blood protection over these men in the name of Jesus. We understand that your will be done in their lives, oh Heavenly Father, and we thank you for it in advance. We're not going to wait until we see the signs of things changing. We're going to praise you for the change now, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we cover Minister Robin's Aunt Mary, who has blood clots in her lungs, oh Heavenly Father. Blood clots are a name, oh God, and we know that your blood hedge of protection will cover those names, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we just continue to keep Kalon lifted up in the name of Jesus. God, as you continue to elevate him both academically and athletically, Lord, give him that which he needs to remain humble, to know that it is you working in him and through him, that he may be elevated, oh God, and not him himself, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, as the coaches start approaching him from the north, south, east, and west, give Tiffany what she needs to recognize you in the situation, oh God. Lord, we thank you for Barbara's niece, Barbara's sister, oh dear God, Laveda, released from drugs, on dialysis. Lord, we know that kidney disease, again, is a name. No disease can stand in the presence of Jesus. So we bind it up. We love on her. We send her that what she needs for complete and total restoration. Lord, continue to send ministering angels to her, Heavenly Father, that she may understand that your love, your presence, your peace is resting on her, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, stop those who she wants to, that she wants to just purge from her life. Father God, let them be purged. Let her have a new place, a new space where she is all wrapped in you, God. Lord, we know that you are capable of doing exceedingly and abundantly, Heavenly Father. So right now we speak Betty's name, who is an aide in the nursing home of President Martha Givens' mother, oh, Heavenly Father. Father God, we know that depression is a name. It's a name. It's a name, and it must bow down. Father God, we pray that you release her right now in the name of Jesus, that she is delivered, oh, Heavenly Father, from her current living situation, oh, God, that her children are covered, and that you just continue to minister to her heart day and night, Lord. Keep her covered in those lonely times when she feels she's all alone. Let her feel your presence, oh God. Father God, we know that you are a God of results, oh Heavenly Father, and that your word will not return unto you void or unproductive. So Lord, right now we pray for Minister Willa's aunt and her sister, Florence Peterson, who is dealing with the loss of her husband and at the same time having to deal with the fact that her sister has been rushed to emergency surgery. And, Lord, you know, just be with the family. Continue to cover them. Again, blood clots are a name. They are a name, and they cannot stand in your presence, God. So right now we just want to continue to walk in your presence, Lord. We want to know that we are walking according to your will for our lives. Father, if you don't will it, we don't want it, God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we will just continue to seek your will, because your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So right now, we just seek you, Lord. We seek you. We want to be in your presence. We want to make sure that we are walking it out according to that which you have for us. Lord, we thank you because we understand that you know what's best for us. You know better than we know, God. So we surrender our will to yours, oh, Heavenly Father. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we call it done. And we seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, because we know that that name is the name above all names, oh God. So we thank you right now. We praise you right now for all that you are doing, and we consider this done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we just thank you, and we all want you to go out and have a super fantastic day and be marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Thank you for being here with us, and we will continue to keep you in prayer. Have a great day. Bye-bye.